Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League podcast. This is the version that's looking at just League Two this week. Because it's the FA Cup weekend, of course. Pete Farrows has picked out six all-championship ties on our sister podcast. So make sure you check that out at the same place as you can get this one, the72.co.uk, on audioboom.com, williamhill.com/podcasts. And for the easy way of doing it, subscribe to iTunes and we'll deliver the podcast straight to you. Sam Ashu from the72.co.uk and In Play Radio is here to look at Newport, Carlisle, Burton, Shrewsbury and Northampton versus Southend. You well, Sam?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I don't know if this is part of the podcast or not, but I've done League One. We've got League One games as well.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get that.
No, it's because there's literally only three games.
Oh, right, yeah, fine. No,
so I didn't bother sending them to you.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely fine. We can do those as well. Why not?
When you said that, I was like, have I gone really wrong here or something?
No, I thought you were going to as well. But when you didn't send me him, I thought, oh, I won't push him on him. He's had a hard Christmas and New Year. We've done plenty already.
No, not at all. I've never wanted to shirk a minor challenge.
Absolutely fine. Well, there are three. Are you doing all three League One games then?
Yeah.
Wow. Walsall, Coventry, Fleetwood, Swindon and Port Vale versus Gillingham. Should we do it alphabetically then and start with Fleetwood first of all? Seems like the most logical thing to do. Walsall at Coventry will come last in that system. Fleetwood are 11-5. The draw is also 11-5, and Swindon are 13-10. Swindon second, of course, on 47 points, just a point behind Bristol City. So a great opportunity for them to leapfrog the top of the table team. Currently, Fleetwood not. Bit of a middle of the road season really so far. 30 points, nothing bad about that. But you just wonder that they're one of those teams, Samu, you wouldn't be surprised if they drift a little bit or if they find themselves in the mix-up at the end of the season. I'm not quite sure which way they're going to go in the second half of the season. This probably isn't the easiest way to start it. I say that because the form's just drifted a little bit, hasn't it? They beat Rochdale, I know that. But before that, they hadn't won a game in five. And they're very inconsistent, Fleetwood, aren't they?
Oh, very. And they went through that horrible stage of form as well, where they lost something like six in a row away from home, barely scoring a goal, something like that as well. I know they're at home today, of course, this weekend coming up, of course, but still going up against a very good Swindon side. And what is interesting about this is that now this is Swindon's opportunity to go top of the table. Of course, with Bristol City not playing, Swindon can go 2 points ahead at the top, and that would be just about the first time that we see a change at the top for quite some time. And really, that to me signals a minor, and I emphasis on the word minor, but a minor Bristol City demise, in the sense that they've led almost from the start of the season. Everyone has thought, well, Bristol City will go on to take that first spot. No one else will catch them, and it's all about second place. Well, we know that is completely different now, and it will be made true if Swindon do go on to win this game. So huge incentive for Mark Cooper's side here. And, importantly for Swindon as well, Mark Cooper has pledged his future to the club, of course, linked with the latest managerial role at Brighton, now of which Chris Hughton has got. But even before then, when the job was a little bit up in the air, Mark Cooper came out straight away and he said, I'm happy here, I've got a job to do, I want to take us up, and I'm going to stay here. And I think it's very important, when you're going well and you've got a manager who is who's in demand, for him to come out and pledge his immediate future to the club. I take you back to someone like Gary Rowett of Burton Albion, didn't pledge his future to the club. And even in that time when he was still there for 3 weeks or so at Burton, the results dropped. And I think Swindon are going to be absolutely fine. And of course, with Mark Cooper remaining at the club, that is very, very important for them. They've now won six out of their last seven matches. Fleetwood have won just one in six and winless in their last three at home as well. And you know how much I enjoy goals, Lee, but I'm just wondering in this one if we will see goals, because the last 9 Fleetwood matches have been under 2.5 goals. Not the most interesting of games that they play in. And then you compare that to Swindon, where 4 of their last 5 matches that they've played in would have landed the both teams to score no. I wonder here how many goals we're actually going to see. I do think Swindon will win this game, but for me, I think they may win it in unders, or they may win it in what could be a tight affair, and perhaps even a tighter game than what a lot of people will think. So for me in this one, Lee, I do think Swindon go on to win. I think they're a decent price as well. But if you want an extra bit of value, I would go for the Swindon win and unders. The price has just left me at this point in time as my computer decides to crash the first time today, which is brilliant luck. But there you go. The bet I'm going with, Lee, is Swindon to win and under 2.5 goals.
Yeah, let's have a look. Swindon to win the game and under 2.5 goals. You'll find that market on the main section, just right at the bottom of the main section before you get to the scorers and corners tab. It's match times goals. Swindon win under 2.5 is 16-5.
I do like that.
Yeah. Port Vale next. They're playing Gillingham. Port Vale are priced up at 17-20. It's 5-2 the draw, and Gillingham are 16-5. A couple of teams who've had mixed fortunes over Christmas. 2 wins and a defeat for Port Vale. They lost to Swindon, so no shame there, but picked up 6 points in the win against Crawley and the win against Sheffield United. Gillingham have won 1 and lost 2. They lost to Chesterfield and to Bristol City. Again, you'd say no shame in either of those results, and beat Colchester, who were second bottom of the division. Both teams have scored in each of their 3 games. Which way are you going here, Sam?
Well, I'm looking at goals, Lee, to start with, and I'm perhaps not going with the obvious pick here. I'm looking at the away side, Gillingham. I know they're managerless. Peter Taylor having been relieved of his duties in the last few days. Andy Hessenthaler is taking temporary charge there. But I just wonder, is that going to change things a lot for the negative for Gillingham? They're going okay at the moment anyway. I was quite surprised to see Peter Taylor leave the club. Because actually, if you look at their results in the last 5 games that they've played in all competitions, they've actually won 3 of them. And away from home, they're doing all right as well. They've won 3 out of their last 4. The other one only being a 1-1 draw away against Bradford. Bradford, who are one of League One's informed sides at the moment. 3-2-1 wins in there as well, which is interesting, because that's always good for the value hunters in terms of both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, as well as your outright price. They beat Crawley 2-1 in the JPT. They beat Doncaster Rovers 2-1, and they beat Colchester 2-1, all away from home results. And all, of course, would land the both teams to score and over 2.5 as well as the outright. So, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, a Gillingham win and both teams to score here is 6-1. I think that is a very big price. And you compare that, look, you say 3 out of the last 5 Port Vale matches, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals would have landed. 6 out of the last 7 matches, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals would have landed for Gillingham. So that price, just on its own, is 23-20. I think that's excellent value for a bet that is seemingly happening quite often, the matches that both these two teams are playing in. But like I said, I'm going to go one better myself here, and I'm going to go with the outrights of Gillingham and both teams to score at 6-1. I just think it is far too big. I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen, but I think it's the bet in this game. I do think it's the value. I just think goals here. I think in a player like Cody McDonald, Gillingham have got a goal scorer in them too. And he's got 8 goals this season. Danny Kedwell started the season well. It's tailed off for him a little bit with a couple of injuries, etc. He's still got 4 goals this season. They've got some decent other players as well, the likes of Pritchard. They've got Hessenthaler's son as well, who plays. So, yeah, I look at this and I think the away side are in with a very good shout. And I'm almost certain we're going to see goals in it. And that 6 out of the last 7 both teams to score and overs happening for Gillingham, well, that should that should mean it's nailed on for me, but of course it's not always the way.
Let's have a look at Burton Albion versus Shrewsbury Town in League 2. The prices, Burton are 21 to 10. The draw's the same price, and Shrewsbury are 11 to 8. Burton currently third, Shrewsbury top. It's a tremendous game, this. Burton, if results go for them, could leapfrog Shrewsbury into top spot. Wickham are also playing, though, of course, and they're playing bottom of the table, Hartlepool, so unlikely they won't win. But the carrot's there for them. But the form, neither have lost over Christmas. If you look at the League Two form for Shrewsbury, they haven't lost a game in five. Same spell of games for Burton. It's a similar story. Four unbeaten since losing away at you guessed it, Shrewsbury.
Yeah, and like you say, Lee, this should be a very, very interesting game. One of the games of the Football League this weekend, no doubt about it. And I think Burton are, I think the traders have got this wrong, Lee. I really do. I think at 21 to 10, that is quite some price for the home team. You know, a lot of people do really, really like Shrewsbury. And I'm sure that the traders, well, I say the traders have got it wrong. They can probably see just how a fancied side Shrewsbury have been all season. Everyone seems to think that they are by far and away the best team in this division. But actually, you look at the league, and you know, Shrewsbury got 44 points, Wickham have got 44 points, Burton have got 43 points. So really, any one of those top three, in fact, any one of the top four, could go top of the league very, very soon. So you know, people looking at Shrewsbury, they're looking at their home record, and they look at that match against Chelsea as well, which of course did them, you know, did them a world of favours in terms of confidence and how the rest of the country portrays them almost. And actually, maybe in that sense, the traders have probably got it right. But I do fancy Burton here. I do. I think they're playing at home here. And like I say, Shrewsbury's home record is excellent. Their away record is nothing to particularly shout about, especially at the top of the league. They've won just 1 in 5 away from home in all competitions. And, you know, Burton, like you say, had a decent Christmas period as well. And I think what could be a telling factor is the fact that Burton have been able to train at St George's Park, where they've had access to all the indoor facilities. And of course, it has been, well, weather-wise, it's been a pretty poor Christmas. You know, matches being postponed in League Two, left, right, and centre. Teams unable to train on grass, etc., etc. Teams unable to train in general to a certain extent. And Burton, well, they've not had that problem at all. They actually had their match against Accrington was postponed. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank really wanted to play it. He's of the mentality that you just need to keep going. If you've got good form, you want to play as much as possible. But they didn't get to play that match. Instead, they had a training session at St George's Park. And like I say, I think they're going to be feeling fresh. I think they're going to be feeling fit, Burton. And at 21 to 10, they're a very, very good price indeed. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank waiting on the thickness of a couple of players, including Lucas Aikens, who for me is one of their best players. A massive threat down either wing. He can play defensively as well if need be. And Adam McGurk, who was touted as one of the better strikers in this division at the start of the season, can't seem to get a game at the moment. That tells you how well Burton are going. And Shrewsbury, well, they've got some excellent players as well, the likes of Collins, Mangan as well, who's seemingly coming on late at the moment. I think he was the one that came on late to score the equaliser against Chelsea as well. So he's a bit of a super sub. We've got goals in this game, but for me, I think the standout price is Burton outright at 21 to 10. I do think the traders have got this slightly wrong.
Interesting one. Northampton versus Southend is the final match that we'll do. Northampton 11 to 5 the draw. Southend are 23 to 20. Southend in the top seven, sixth currently, 39 points from 23 games. Northampton dropping like a stone at the moment, 24 points from 23, and in 20th. I say dropping like a stone. They've only got one win in the last 10 games, in all competitions, that is, and only two wins in the last 15 matches. Dreadful form they're in. The wins came against Stevenage at home and against Wimbledon at home. But dreadful since then, really. Conceding goals as well, Sam. Southend will be eyeing this up as an away win, won't they? Their away form's been all right. They lost to Wickham. But around that, they've beaten Mansfield, Tranmere and Cambridge in the last four. So, like I say, they'll be eyeing up a few goals and maybe 3 points as well to boost their promotion chances.
Yeah, they'll be confidently, no doubt about it. You've got, you know, one team here that are ridiculously out of form against the Southend side who are, you know, who have had a good Christmas period. And they're another side that are creeping up the table a bit. You know, they've come under the radar a bit this season. We've not mentioned them that much because the teams above them have just been, they've just been doing so well, scoring so many goals, and have been so almost interesting to talk about. But that's probably a bit unfair on Southend because whilst they don't really have any goal scorers, and that is their main problem, by the way, they don't have any standout goal scorers, and Phil Brown has actually come out and said that. And I'm sure that over the January period, he will be looking to bring in a goal scorer, which will ultimately, be the aim of taking them up. They're on 39 points, and we've already mentioned how tight it is there. Luton in fourth are on 42 points, so it's really ridiculously tight in the sort of almost the top eight, top nine in League Two. Very interesting. One of the most interesting League Twos I've seen for some years now. But anyway, I digress. And actually, this game has its own little interesting story as well, because Jonjo O'Toole, a player who I actually touted at the start of the season as one of the signings of the summer in League Two, of course, signed for Northampton. Excellent player in the peak of his career in terms of age as well. Brilliant sort of central attacking midfield player. Excellent technique. It hasn't really been working for him at Northampton at the moment. And he was looking for a move away from the club. And around about the end of November, ended up being loaned out to Southend. Now, one of the deals when he got loaned out to Southend was that he could actually play against his parent club, Northampton, in a match that was coming up rather sharpish. Now, Southend managed to win that one 2-0 at Roots Hall. Jonjo O'Toole, by all accounts, didn't have his best game. But anyway, since then, he's played quite well for Southend, and he's been recalled back to Northampton now. So he got recalled on Boxing Day, I think it was. And then he played in Northampton's loss to Tranmere. And judging by what the fans were saying, O'Toole was actually the man of the match. So it's now an interesting one because he's going to be back playing for Northampton against Southend. And Phil Brown has said this could be a bit of a problem because, you know, the downside, he said, he's actually spoken to the Southend Echo, and he said the downside is that he's behind enemy lines now and has turned double agent. He knows what we're all about. He knows what I'm all about and what I expect from my team. So he will be doing their team talk, and I hope he gets it all wrong. So, a real advantage for Northampton in the sense that they've got their player back who's just been playing for Southend. And he's a very good player as well, by the way. So a little story there in this game of what could be a very interesting game. But we can't get away from the fact that Northampton have lost five in a row. They've lost 8 out of 9 matches, which is it's just a horrendous record, isn't it? Chris Wilder beginning to come under a bit of pressure, and you can see why. But their player Ivan Toney, who was linked with a move to Wolves, that is, he's only 18, signed for £750,000, linked with a £75,000, excuse me, linked with a £1 million move away to Wolves. That has fallen through. So great news for Northampton in that sense. But overall, I don't think Northampton have got enough in them to actually get a result here. And a Southend at 23-20, I just think, is a good price, Lee.
Yeah, very nice. Nap time. I tweeted out the nap standings the other day. If you didn't see them, if you're not on Twitter, or you just happened to miss them.
I saw them.
Sam's on £72 plus column. Pete is... I'm next. I'm on minus 55. I'm not even bottom, though. Pete is minus £78, which is chronic, really. You're absolutely destroying us. And the way we do this, most naps tables, it's to a pound level stake, so you don't get your stake back. We do a bit different here, which massages the figures a little bit, which makes Pete and I look even worse. So you get your £10 stake with ours, just the way you do when you have a bet at home. So where are you going this week, Sam?
I'm going to go with the both teams to score an over 2.5 goals in Port Vale versus Gillingham. I know I mentioned the Gills outright and both teams to score at 6-1, but in terms of the best bet there, 23-20 for a bet that's landed 6 out of the last 7 matches that Gillingham have played in and 3 out of the last 5 that Port Vale have played in, 23-20 I think is a very good price. Both teams to score an over 2.5 goals.
Very good. Haven't got Pete's, but go and listen to the Championship podcast, available at all the places I said at the start, and you'll hear Pete's. I haven't done the podcast with him this week, that's why I don't know it. I haven't just forgotten it. He's done it with Mark Walton this week. I'm going to go for a goal scorer bet this week. I'm going for. I think Swindon will beat Fleetwood. Fleetwood have got a couple of defensive problems, and I think Swindon will beat them 1-0, maybe 2-0. I'm going for Andy Williams to get on the score sheet 11-8. 14 goals in 23 games. Only the 12 of those have been starts, by the way. And the interesting thing I thought about him was that 9 of the 14 goals he scored this season have been away from home. Add together the fact that Fleetwood have hit a bit of a stumbling block, if you like. Haven't won in 3 at home and conceded in all of them. And Swindon have won their last 3 away games, scoring a total of 9 goals. And I'm liking that. Andy Williams, incidentally, has scored plenty in those 3 away games. In the 4-1 win over Walsall, he got 2. In the 3-0 win over Notts County, he got 2. And also scored in the 2-1 win over Peterborough. So I like him to score at any time, 11-8, to score a goal in the match at Fleetwood.
The player that's forced himself into the side as well.
Yeah,
I think at the start of the season, it was Michael Smith, and Jonathan Obika, who were the sort of main two strikers there that were going to take them up. But of course, like you say, substitute goals, and now he's given another sort of selection headache for the manager, which is by no means a bad thing, is it?
Yeah, definitely. If he, it's a bit of a, if he does come on a sub, it's a bit of a killer. But you can always have a look and see if. I don't think there'll be any in-play markets on the goal scorers in that division, but worth a look anyway. At least you get your stake back, which for me at the moment, even if I got my stake back, it'd be a winner. Sam, thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Lee. Good luck, everyone.
Sam Ashu there. Check out the72.co.uk for Football League previews, and you'll find this podcast there on the right-hand side. You can subscribe via iTunes or go to audioboom.com and find the League podcast, this version, of course, and the Championship version, both living there. Thanks very much for listening, and if you haven't bet on any of the League 1 or League 2 matches that we've talked about, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.